Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by the Connected Women of Influence. I'm Vasi Huntalis, your host for Dreaming Big, Leading Boldly, where we talk to visionary entrepreneurs who are leading their vision, their business, innovatively. And our topic today is awakening your magnetic presence in speaking and in life. And our guest today is Pamela Jay of Pamela Jay Productions. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Vasi. It is so good to be with you.
Oh, I'm so glad you could join us today. I'd like to just share with our listeners a little bit of background about Pamela. And she's not only a leadership mentor, but she's an award-winning author, and she's a voice confidence coach for women entrepreneurs who know they're born to lead. She's also founder of She Dares to Lead Initiative, which I'm looking forward to hearing more about as well. And, you know, Pamela, I'm excited to talk to you today about this idea of magnetic presence. And let's start by defining, what is magnetic presence?
Oh, what a juicy topic. You're just going to dive right in, aren't you?
I am. Yes, we are. Deep in the, dive into the deep water.
Oh, I know. I just love that. Well, you know, when we are present, when we are, we hear a lot of talk about that, you know, be in the now and be present. But when we are truly showing up, whether we're in our lives or in our businesses, as our authentic selves, and speaking from what I call our heart voice, our heart, really speaking from that place, we hold a beautiful presence that people can experience in some very profound ways. And it becomes magnetic and draws people in. You know, you've been with a woman who walks into a room and she just has this commanding presence about her, but it's not like commanding, right? It pulls mm-hmm. you in, and you just want to spend more time with her. And I think that we all have the ability to really tap into that and discover it, or I like to say rediscover it, because I think we've all maybe had it at one point in time or another.
Yes, that's such a great point. I love what you said about rediscover. And so, you know, what has gotten in the way of us being connected to our magnetic presence?
Well, again, I go back to that word authentic. And everyone's so hungry for that because they've been trying, I think, in many ways to do the right thing, to say the right words, to follow the right teachers, to just build up this confidence, right, so that they can show up and be the respected leader that they know they're born to be. And in that, under all of that, is a try, is a push, and magnetic presence is a pull.
Mm.
Very, very different.
I'm just going to repeat that because that's so key. Magnetic presence is a pull.
Mm-hmm.
Not a push. Yeah. So this whole idea of trying, you know, there's so much about that. And we hear, you know, fake it till you make it. That's something that's really, I want to say indoctrinated within us, you know. And what you're mm-hmm. talking about is that authenticity that comes from a deep connection. And so this is your work, and I'd love you to share with us, you know, a story, an example of how a woman has gotten through that, you know, that sense of I need to push, I need to follow someone else, and she's really claimed her magnetic presence. What's an example of that?
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, most of the women that I do work with, and I work with women all over the world, so this is a universal thing, which is fascinating, that they're at usually one extreme or the other. They know they're born to lead and they've hidden out because they're too scared to step into it, or they have become overly pushing and trying and end up burning out, right? So they're hiding mm-hmm. out or maybe burning out, either extreme. But the same thing comes true in that. And most of these women tend to be more introverted by nature, more tapped in, and I don't mean just terribly shy. They can step up and be magnificent leaders. But the introversion and the introspection has not been taught to us as a strength. So I'd like to tell you about one of my wonderful clients, Becky, who was just sure she was to lead, and she had succeeded in some corporate worlds, always kind of behind the scenes, but she wanted to be an entrepreneur. And she just wasn't sure, and she'd go to all these big programs. She spent quite a bit of money on trainings, and then it just never felt right. She'd get ready to make a video, and she would just absolutely choke. She couldn't get the words out. It would get all bungled up. She could get it on paper okay, but then when it came to communicating it, she would like almost literally leave her body. She would be so frightened. And when we worked together, what I helped her realize was she was trying to bust past this old notion that she was too shy or she had to be more confident, right? She had to be more confident. And I says, ooh, what if it's just you need to be more clear? And what if, you know, one of your greatest strengths is this more introverted nature? Because that's a highly feminine trait. Observers, right? We all know women like that. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. anyway, Becky began to reverse that and look at it. And you know what she ended up doing was creating a business to serve introvert coaches. And now mm-hmm. she speaks to them and helps them see what she was missing. She was trying to be like all the other women that she saw that were naturally just very confident and out there, and she's embraced her natural strengths, and she comes off very authentic, and she is leading others in this magnificent way. That's just so, so exciting to me when I see that happening.
That is. And the fact that she has discovered, rediscovered, to use a word you used earlier, rediscovered, yes. reclaimed her own way and really honoring yes. her own strength. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times there's something, well, I shouldn't say a lot, mostly for us, there's something in our personal life that has ignited this vision, you know, that's behind our work. And so for you, Pamela, what's the personal part of magnetic presence for you? What's the connection to you and your life?
Well, I think, first of all, realizing that I was disconnected from something. I sure as heck didn't know what it was. But, gosh, at 36 years old, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease and had to stop my life. I was to have surgery and have part of my intestines removed. I refused the surgery. I was a farmer's wife with two little boys. And in my darkest hour, I wandered into an abandoned grain silo on our farm, and I began to sing. And that was something I had done as a child. And when I began to sing, that vibration of my voice coming off of this stone silo encircling me felt warm and wonderful, and it reignited or helped me remember. This is why I call it remembering, reconnecting me with something I had experienced as a child when I was in nature, when I would play in nature. And I would feel this just beautiful connection. And I realized that, oh my gosh, my illness is a blessing. It's helping me recognize that I'm cut off from that connection. and that I'm trying to be and had been trying to be what everyone else expected me to be and being the pleaser and all those other things. But a part of me was dying and my body was the messenger. It was saying, be who you are and reconnect with that flow, with that presence, with that energy that you experienced as a child when all was right with the world and you weren't pushing everything. So it was just a phenomenal experience, and I have come to see now that it's a teachable skill. You don't have to get deathly ill and recover in an unusual way, but now it's becoming something that I think we're hungry for. And I think most everyone I have worked with has some way of tapping back in and remembering that. So that's what we do, and we don't remember it in our heads as much as we remember on a cellular level or even in our bodies. So we create these experiences where we can tap into that and explore it, and it's just the most wonderful, wonderful inner journey.
So tapping into who we really are, I love how you said that it's a teachable skill. And so for someone listening who's just so inspired to hear, you know, your story and wanting to really remember who they are, what's something that you could offer them right now, perhaps a tip or something that you teach?
Well, I tell you, one of the things that I think is so imperative, and it's so basic, it just sounds like, oh, yeah, yeah, when you hear it, it's like, she's going to tell me, really, to breathe? But this is where we are disconnected. It's amazing how often we hold our breath. Most all of us do, but particularly when we're anxious or excited. And so I would just say to her, I'd say, just keep a little notepad with you today. Go about your day. And just notice each time that you're holding your breath. And remember, you're quite good at this. You could probably make a whole video and no one would ever know you're holding your breath. But you can feel it in your body. It's like a girdling effect down near your solar plexus in your stomach. It clutches. And when you are holding that breath, your brain gets nervous and it goes, oh my gosh, she's not getting enough air. You go into fight, flight, or freeze, and you activate that sympathetic nervous system. And so you're coming from a place, no matter what you're doing or what you're speaking, from a place of some anxiety, and others can feel that, including you. And the more you try, the more you're probably holding it. So doing that, I think, is just a beautiful exercise. People are alarmed at how often they hold their breath and discover that. And when you get a nice big breath, you're connecting with that, what I call the womb space, the womb down here in our bellies, and it's just beautiful. It's a place of receiving. These lower energy centers, chakras that we have, are the receiving ones. The other one I would say, and you'll love this one, is to go out and connect with the natural world and nature. Most of us find enjoyment in that and recognize, can you be with the trees? Can you notice the sky and the birds? Are you totally in your head thinking about what video you're going to make for your Facebook group in the morning? Or, I mean, those things can happen in that, but can you just go be with nature? Because in that, you reconnect with your own inner nature when you quiet that busy mind.
Yes, most definitely we do. So I'm going to invite everyone right now listening to take a deep breath. Let's practice what Pamela just shared with us. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you're not outside, maybe look outside, you know, connect with nature. Because combining those two, Pamela, what I heard you say is so powerful, right?
Isn't
breathing,
yes.
Be conscious of our breathing and in nature.
Right.
So is there anything you would like to lead us in right now there? Deepen
our
breathing?
Well, yeah, that's just all pause. And if you're looking outside, keep your eyes open. And if you want to close your eyes and imagine yourself connecting with outdoors. That's fine. And now take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out to your mouth. And again. This is really a form of collecting yourself. You know, when we say you're come and pull yourself together, it kind of you bring yourself down and in, and you come into your physical form. Many women that I work with, and particularly if they're extremely spiritual and very, very open to things, can tend to, when they get nervous or anxious again, almost leave their energy field. This is a beautiful way to come in and to ground. Be here now. You can feel yourself settling in. One of the images I love to use with my clients is imagine that in the lower three chakras in particular, the solar plexus and the sacral and the root chakras, imagine them as nests and invite your favorite bird, provided you love birds, and if you don't, then something else that would love to come in and make a nest there. This is a beautiful creative visualization. Allow this mourning dove to come in into that womb space and make a nest there. Can you be her? And what if her job is to sit on the eggs until they hatch? If she keeps flying off, the eggs don't hatch. This is a place where the magnetic grounded presence resides. It's birthed from this place. So come to know it. It will feel a little uncomfortable perhaps, but you'll get good at being comfortable with the uncomfortableness because you know it's something new and different. It's going to begin leading you in a different way. It also, as you get this breath, tells your brain, I'm safe. I'm here now. It brings you to now. So those are some beautiful, beautiful, very simple exercises you can do. And if you love to sing, it's an added bonus because all that energy moves. You don't have to sing a certain song. You can just chant or you can just make up a song. But that energy moves. This is what I discovered in the silo. So when things start to freeze or shut down, you can open that flow and reconnect with it by moving the energies and directing it. Beautiful. I hope these are helpful.
Thank you so much for that, Pamela. I know for myself, what I'm feeling now is really a dropping down deeper into my body. Mm-hmm. And even though I was outside before this and before we talked and breathing, even so, just doing that, coming back to the breath, helped me anchor in. And so I think what I'm hearing you say is that this is a practice we have to revisit. It's not a one-time thing. Right.
It is. Yeah. And the more often you do it, the more beautiful neural pathways you create. Your brain gets real used to, oh, she's doing that now. Oh, we're safe. Okay. So the busy mind can take a back seat, you see, and come forward when you need it to think, which we all do. But in my opinion, you know, we get so caught in the doing that we forget the being. And this is reconnecting us with our human beingness. And yes, we still do things. And yet, when we're in that place of magnetic presence, we get inspired ideas and inspired actions. Some people call them hits or downloads, right? And those, when those come, it's undeniable that you're connected with this divine presence. You're being guided in that. And this spares you a lot of running down a lot of rabbit trails of trying to do things that your mind is trying to figure out. And you learn to trust this process. It is magical, the things that manifest when you can lead your life tapped in to this magnetic presence, grounded fully and embodying who you really are, the essence of you that never left. She's been with you always. You're the one, perhaps, that abandoned her, you see.
What we're talking about is so much bigger than our businesses, really, isn't it?
Yes.
And the way we lead our businesses. It's really about the way we lead our lives. So
it
share
is.
With us how this has transformed not just your business, but your life, this connection to your magnetic presence.
Well, it really impacts every relationship. And, of course, everything we have, we're in relationship with. We're in relationship with family, our children, our businesses, money, food, material objects, and certainly our thoughts, right? And so it impacts them all at a fundamental difference. What I'm speaking about today is a paradigm shift, leading from the feminine. Leading from the feminine, the observer, the one who doesn't judge everything immediately as good, bad, right or wrong, and try to control it, but instead is guided as she manifests what her heart desires. It is so magical. So it's an allowing process, Bassy.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing instead of controlling and pushing and striving and driving. This is why we burn out. And I think many, many of us are feeling this hunger. I think this is a lot of the longing and the hunger that we feel. The current world model of leadership is more masculine, right? And we all have masculine energy within us, but it's overly active in the masculine. Push, drive, strive, collapse and burnout. And as women, it is not necessarily our nature. Right?
Right.
I'd love to tell the story about one of my clients, Lisa, who was working in the sports entertainment business for 25 years as the only woman, can you imagine? And she succeeded, and she did extremely, extremely well, but then she would hit a glass ceiling when it came time to pay raises, and she would get very upset, and finally she said, this is my calling. This is what I'm here to do. I am to be an advocate for equal pay for women, and she began to talk about it and bring it up, and she was horrified because she got the same treatment. No one heard her. No one was recognizing her. They just saw her as an angry activist. Oh, she's just pissed off. She didn't get the raise like the rest of us. And it wasn't working. And when she came to me, she says, how can this be? How do we make an impact? How do we change this system and create better equality in this way? I know this is what I'm here to do. So we worked together for 6 months and helped her to drop into this magnetic presence and begin to speak from that place. And when she would show up, things started changing. And those she worked with went, oh, what's different about Lisa? She was speaking her heart. She was speaking it calmly and firmly, but not in an agitated or trying to push it on to others' way. What she did was held space. She held space. When you're speaking from magnetic presence and your morning dove's in your nest down there, you're holding space within yourself, but you're also holding space for those who are in the room with you, your clients, your colleagues. And the men in that began to feel the difference, and they started to listen. They started to say, well, yeah, okay, and she started getting to more invited to more of the meetings that had been off limits for her. And the other thing that is so, so exciting, it worked so well that she now is coaching other women how they can learn to do this and have the impact that they want in these more male traditional dominated roles or workplaces. And it's making all the difference. Can you see how this relates to what's going on in the world right now and how we're all learning that when we can come from this other way, we're actually leading from the inside out. Fundamentally different. It's the feminine strength we call on. And that is where the true power lies. It's not power over others. It's not power for and against and choosing sides and creating wars. It's about looking for the win-wins, right?
Yeah.
And this is what my illness taught me. I didn't fight my disease. I learned to love it, actually. I always say I loved it to death.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it as a messenger. It was there to help me. So when you begin to lead in this way, you start to see that what is happening for us in our lives, and I think the older we get, the more we realize this too, it's been happening mm-hmm. for us, not to us. So we step out of the victim scarcity mentalities into this beautiful place of both and instead of either or. And we ask ourselves, what else is possible? And these are the questions we're now bringing as women as we step up to lead. We're saying, it's not your way or my way. It's like, what else is possible? And this is where the creativity comes up. And where's that? Down in those lower chakras as well, our creative life force energy. So we become creatrixes. We lead from within. And we spend so much time thinking about what we're going to lead,
okay.
what we're going to say, what we're going to do, right? We forget the how. And this is all about the how. And when we come from that place first, I'm here to tell you, amazing, amazing miracles happen and manifesting just becomes so much, more easier and much, much more fun.
And can't we all use more of that these days? You know, it's that fun
mm-hmm.
and it's the power of co-creating together, because that's what I hear you say. By leading from within, we're able, just to, like in the example you gave us, you know, with your client, she was able to co-create something not just with the other men in the company, but for other women
right.
now that she's working with. And so that's just so powerful. So, Pamela, I want to ask you, just in case our listeners may want to reach you after our show, how would you like them to contact you?
Oh, okay, great. I would love to hear from you. And I have a gift for you if you're interested, a 20-minute soul voice reading that I will do with you on Zoom. And we'll be identifying how you may be blocking your natural voice and your greatest strengths. I use my natural singing voice as a way to just tap into that, and we co-create that short and lovely experience. It's a lot of fun. And if you're interested in that or anything else you'd like to ask me, you can reach out to me at Pamela@shedarestolead.com.
Thank you, Pamela. And for our listeners, if you didn't catch those contact details, we'll have that information listed in our show notes as well. So, Pamela, before we sign off here for today, what tip or insight would you like to offer to our listeners?
I think one of the most amazing things that is here for us every day that we have lost sight of is curiosity. I hope this has piqued your curiosity, listeners. I hope you're wondering what else is possible for you. And when we can arrive at life with the curiosity and awe and wonder of a child, oh my, my, the things that happen then, right?
Yeah.
And I think that, and then just remember to play. and just lighten up, literally.
Lighten up
and remember to be here now and enjoy this precious moment. I think we're all tapping into that right now in beautiful ways. We've had this pause in life. And what will we make of that pause? Will we fill it all up with more to do and then wonder where the time went? Or will we take this moment and see the opportunity that's here? What are we being asked to remember, to reconnect with, that could change not only us and our businesses, but the world?
Thank you, Pamela, for that. What a wonderful note to end on. Thank you again for coming today.
Thank you. It's been a joy to be with you. And can't wait to hike in the woods with you one day.
Yes. That sounds wonderful. So that's our show for today. And I'd like to say thank you again to Pamela J. And a special thanks to all our listeners, both in the United States and internationally. We'll be back for another Women Lead Radio show Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. This is Vasi Hantalis, your host of Dreaming Big, Leading Boldly. Remember to stay true to you and your dream by asking yourself this important question. What's the next bold step I can take to move my vision forward? Be the bold leader you were born to be and go for it.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.